And look, I think I might have been targeted by another scammer recently. I received this message on WhatsApp. So it was accompanying a photograph of a lady. And it says, "Hello, is this Peter's Tour Guide Services? It's me, Tina. A friend gave me this number. I'll be having a vacation in Australia." And she's got a photograph here of a young lady called Tina, allegedly. So I couldn't help myself. I wrote back, "Yeah, g'day, love. This is Pathetic Pete's Aussie Outback Tours. What part of the country do you want to see?" She said, "Oh, I just noticed your profile picture and realised I got the wrong number. I hate this part of being clumsy. I'm so sorry. By the way, I'm Tina. May I know who I'm talking to?" And again, I couldn't help myself, so I said, "G'day, Tina. You can call me whatever you want, but most people call me Robbo. Don't worry about the clumsy fingers, love. I've only got 3 fingers on me right hand after being chomped on by a kangaroo. It's tough down here, Tina, so make sure you have a good tour guide." She says, "Which city are you from, Robbo?" I said, "I'm from the bush, out back of Bourke. It's lovely out here, but there's too many flies." She then says, "You should be careful, Robbo. We should have a coffee. Where is Bourke? How old are you?" And I said, "I'm in my 50s, Tina. I've had a few marriages and there's a few tin lids running around. Bourke is a few hours from Sydney. We can have a coffee anytime, love. I like anything from Nescafe with a few Tim Tams." She says, "Oh, I see. I'm not that familiar. I'm an accounting manager. How about you?" And then she says, "I'm sorry to hear about your marriage. I love a road trip." And I said, "Well, let me know when you're in Australia, Tina. We'll cook you up a barbecue and do some laps around Bourke in the ute." She says, "That would be fun, Robbo. I can't wait. What do you do for a living?" Now, at this point, I should have given up, but I read the messages to Jody at home and she kind of looks at me thinking, "Why do you waste your time?" But I heard someone say once that if you are wasting the time of a scammer, they don't have as much time to scam someone else. So I then said, "I'm retired. I had some luck at the races one day and the rest is history. I also collect the rock and roll from Centrelink, but keep that between us." She says, "Really? That's interesting. Don't worry. It's our little secret." And then I had 3 missed calls from Tina. So I then said, "We'll have to chat later, Tina. I'm heading out to dinner. I'm going down to the Bolo to murder a steak and chips." And she's then been messaging me since to say, "Robbo, are you still there?" So anyway, I've got a feeling that Tina and I won't be taking a road trip out back of Bourke.